Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, where the Arcade Fire is officially dead to us.
Oh, I know.
We'll explain that someday. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
But Kid Rock could be our new best friend,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes, very much so.
Cryptic. I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, schools are closed, but a lot of offices open today, and they're going to be full of your coworkers' kids. We're going to talk cubicle culture in just a minute. First, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. One of three helicopters escorting Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf crashed in Pakistan's portion of Kashmir today. Musharraf was visiting the region to honor the second anniversary of the earthquake in 2005 in which 80,000 people were killed. The crash killed four soldiers and injured eight people, including Musharraf's spokesman. Musharraf was unharmed, but the whole thing raised concerns about the safety of Musharraf, who survived several assassination attempts. The crash comes 2 days after presidential elections, in which Musharraf easily won another term. But Pakistan's Supreme Court says Musharraf cannot be confirmed as the winner until it rules on whether the leader was eligible to stand for re-election while still holding his post as chief of the army. Musharraf has vowed to quit the army and be sworn in as a civilian leader if he's elected. And the small town of Crandon, Wisconsin is reeling today after a tragic shooting Sunday in which six high school students were killed by an off-duty law enforcement officer. The students had gathered for pizza and movies during their high school's homecoming weekend when 20-year-old Tyler Peterson opened fire on the group. Peterson was a deputy sheriff and a part-time police officer. After a manhunt that lasted for several hours, Peterson was shot dead by a sniper about 8 miles outside of Crandon. Authorities have not identified a motive for Peterson's shooting rampage, but initial reports say an ex-girlfriend of Peterson's was among the dead. And it was hot and muggy in Chicago over the weekend, so hot and muggy that someone actually died while running the Chicago Marathon. Chad Scheiber, a 35-year-old police officer from Michigan, collapsed on the south side of the marathon course and was pronounced dead early Sunday afternoon. The high heat and humidity plagued this year's 30th annual Chicago race and forced organizers to shut down the run about 3.5 hours after the start. At least 49 people were taken to hospitals while another 250 were treated on site. There were still winners in the marathon, though. Patrick Ivudi from Kenya finished the race in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 11 seconds. And Adriana Pirtea of Romania took first place in the women's race. Now over to France, where authorities today are calling for tougher penalties on people who vandalize famous works of art. The latest in a string of vandalism happened early yesterday morning when intruders broke into the Musée d'Orsay, a Paris museum, and punched a 4-inch hole in a painting by Claude Monet. The break-in happened during an annual all-night art and music festival when thousands of people were partying in the streets. In August, armed thieves stole 4 paintings from a museum in southern France, and a woman is set to go on trial this week for kissing a painting by an American artist, Cy Twombly, on display in Avignon and leaving lipstick smudges on the canvas. I can barely get it out. If you want to see a picture of the damage to the Monet, visit the BPP's blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. And finally, today is Monday, so we talk a little bit about what happened this weekend at the box office. And it seems The Rock has found his place in the Hollywood sun, at least for the moment. The movie Game Plan, starring former WWF star Dwayne The Rock Johnson, topped the box office this weekend, bringing in $16.3 million. The family-friendly Disney film beat out the new Ben Stiller movie, The Heartbreak Kid, which took in about $14 million this weekend. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org. Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel Martin.
Thank you, Rachel, so much.